Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms annual bull sale, March 19th.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, like it or not, rising grain prices are putting pressure on livestock futures despite any other supportive fundamentals. Live cattle were under pressure due to lower cash last week as feedlots wanted to move market-ready cattle and packers pulled back on bids. Escalating feed prices pushed feedlots to move cattle. Lower boxed beef prices caused packers to bid lower for cattle. Substantially higher costs of production and the anticipation of yet higher input costs could eventually result in higher cash prices as supplies tighten. Hog futures made a valiant attempt to regain some of the losses from the previous week, but fell apart Friday, finally succumbing to outside pressure. April through July contracts closed limit down, which may result in follow-through selling today. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash up $3 and a penny, but that had no impact on the market. China's Ministry of Agriculture indicated a recurrence of African swine fever has been detected again. Cutouts were down Friday, $2.42. Wheat prices are again skyrocketing, with Paris milling wheat futures on the spot month up 56 euros, or the equivalent of $1.66. Chicago and Kansas City May futures are up the expanded daily limit of 85 cents a bushel. Minneapolis up 60 cents as the battle between the world's number one and number four wheat exporters continues to stifle sales and shipments from the Black Sea. Corn futures are again sharply higher after a weekend of continued fighting and advancement of the Russian military. New crop December corn made a new contract high overnight near $6.50 a bushel. The soy complex begins the new week sharply higher, with soy meal and beans leading the way and bean oil up on the heels of the crude oil strength. Both the European Union and the United States are contemplating cutting off purchases of Russian crude oil, sending the market soaring in response. Despite decent weekend rains, more analysts are figuring the moisture is too little and too late for parts of Brazil and Argentina, with production estimates still in retreat. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, at the close Friday, April live cattle down 257, 135.77. The June down 262, 132.52. March feeder cattle down 322, 153.12. April down 327, 157.25. April hogs down 475 at $100.45. Kansas City wheat, the May up 64 and a quarter, 12.14 and a half. July up 41 and a half, 11.74 and a half penny. Chicago wheat, May up 75 cents, 12.09. July up 59 cents, 11.75 and a quarter. May corn up 6.5 at 7.54 and a quarter. July up 17 3 quarters, 7.21 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.